up to this point during the deployment, I had issues I struggled with and difficulty at work. Of the documents released, the cables were the only one I was not absolutely certain it couldn't harm the United States. I conducted research on the cables published on the net on the Center of Diplomacy, as well as how Department of State cables work in general. In particular, I wanted to know how each cable was published on CIPRNet via the Net Center of Diplomacy. As part of my open source research, I found a document published by the Department of State on its official website. The document provided guidance on caption markings for individual cables and handling instructions for their distribution. I quickly learned that caption markings clearly detail the sensitivity level of a Department of State cable. For example, no dis or no distribution was used for messages of the highest sensitivity and were only distributed to the authorized recipients. The SIPDIS or CIPRNet distribution caption was applied only to reporting and other information messages that were deemed appropriate for a release to a wide number of individuals. According to the Department of State guidance for cable to have a SIPDIS net caption, it could not include other captions that were intended to limit distribution. The SIPDIS caption was only for information that could be shared with anyone with access to CIPRNet. I was aware that thousands of military personnel, DOD, Department of State, and other civilian agencies have easy access to the cables. The fact that the SIPDIS caption was only for wide distribution made sense to me, given that the vast majority of the NetCentric Diplomacy cables were not classified. The more I heard the cables, the more I came to the conclusion that this was the type of information that this type of information should become public. I once read and used a quote on open diplomacy written after the First World War, and how the world would be a better place if states would avoid making secret pacts and deals with and against each other. I thought these cables were a prime example of the need for a more open diplomacy. Given all the Department of State information I read, the fact that most of the cables were unclassified, and that all the cables had the SIPDIS caption, I believe that the public release of these cables would not damage the United States. However, I do believe that the cables might be embarrassing, since they represent very honest opinions and assessments or statements behind the backs of other nations and organizations.